It's Greek Music Express. Ακούτε το Greek Music Express. Με τον Ηρακλή Οικονόμου.
Hello, this is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, George Kostopoulos, and by myself, Hercules Kalani. This week here, GME is dedicated to the departures of 2024, i.e. to six important music artists who sadly passed away this year, and whom we should definitely honor and remember. Today we will be appreciating an American musical performer, producer, arranger and composer who contributed greatly to all forms of popular music and who also helped produce landmark albums of two important Greek artists. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express, Artist Nation, the Greek side of Quincy Jones.
Suspend one night.
Britannica.com notes, a titan of the music industry, Quincy Jones worked with many of the biggest names in jazz, rock, rhythm and blues, pop and hip-hop. Jones was born in Chicago and reared in Bremerton, Washington, where he studied trumpet and worked locally with the then-unknown pianist singer Ray Charles. He toured with Dizzy Gillespie's big band in 1956, recorded his first album as a leader in the same year, Worked in Paris for the Barclay label as an arranger and producer in the late 50s and continued to compose. Back in the US in 1961, Jones became an artist and repertoire director for Mercury Records. In 1964, he was named the vice president at Mercury, thereby becoming one of the first African Americans to hold a top executive position at a major American record label. Note that Quincy Jones was the producer for Nana Mouskouri's album The Girl from Greece Sings. The liner notes from that album read, "Spending 8 years at the Conservatory of Athens to study classical singing permit Nana Mouskouri to find her vocation and discover that her musical universe is not limited to any one style." In 1956, she makes her beginnings by singing jazz and popular music on the radio. Then, she becomes band vocalist in the Tavernas of Plaka neighborhood. 2 years later, after meeting with Manos Hadzidakis, leader of the revival of the Greek song scene, he offers to compose for her. Gradually, Nana discovers that she's destined for an international career. The singing recital that she presents every evening in Athens clubs becomes more and more multilingual. In September 1960, in Barcelona, during her first trip abroad, she is the favorite at the Mediterranean Song Festival. Thomas wrote the following obituary on The Guardian. Jones was arguably the most versatile pop cultural figure of the 20th century, perhaps best known for producing the albums Thriller and Bad for Michael Jackson in the 80s, which made the singer the biggest pop star of all time. Jones had also produced music for Sinatra, Aretha Franklin, Donna Summer, and many others. He was also a successful composer of dozens of film scores and had numerous chart hits under his own name. Jones was a bandleader in big band jazz, an arranger for jazz stars, and a multi-instrumentalist, most proficiently on trumpet and piano. Now, bossa nova was in vogue in 1962, and after the release of the Stan Getz Charlie Bird LP Jazz Samba, jazz record producers were eager to have their artists jump on the jazz bossa nova bandwagon. As Mercury's musical director at the time, Quincy Jones was his own producer and decided to take advantage of the opportunity with Big Band Bossa Nova album. It brings together some Jobim classics of the genre and a few original compositions, all beautifully arranged by Quincy Jones.
Thank you.
1962, at Quincy Jones' request, Nana Mouskouri flies to New York City. This stay turns out to be like her second musical school since the conservatory. During the day, she listens to records, and during the evening, she goes to Broadway or in the clubs of Harlem and of Greenwich Village. From that trip will spring her very first album titled The Girl from Greece Sings, in which she sings great American standards with orchestrations by Tori Zita. At the end of the summer, Nana settles in France. She adapts to Parisian life, learns French and German on the fly, and in spite of her discretion and her glasses, the young Greek singer feels ready to conquer all the Western European countries. Quincy Jones was behind this album of great Greek interest titled The Girl from Greece Sings and signed by Nana Mouskouri. The Greek singer performed, under the instructions of the American producer, the Great American Songbook, songs, that is by Harold Arlen, Ray Noble, Arthur Kent, Jerome Kern, etc. Great moment for Muscari, but also for the wider Greek discography. And of course, Quincy Jones was the man behind what many consider to be Manos Hadzidakis' best album, Gioconda Smile. The work was presented in the US with the subtitle More Exotic New Musical Impressions by world-famous cinema composer, creator of the brilliant film score Never on Sunday. It is certain that without Jones' sound, those sensational melodies of Hadzidakis would not sound the same way. Nana Muscari is from Greece, but the beauty of her voice scars beyond national boundaries. A creature of pure and infinite charm, she's able to win listeners in all parts of the world simply by being herself. Her style pays no allegiance to that of any other popular singer on earth. Her voice, like an incredibly flexible instrument, is faultlessly accurate, astonishingly mellow, wide-ranging and stunningly forceful. She's a singer who can probe deeply into the marrow of a lyric and send it flowing meaningful with a voice that turns melody into magic. She can sing in Greek, French, German, Italian, Spanish and English without ever experiencing an awkward moment. And singing, she becomes a native of the country in whose language she chooses to tell a particular musical story.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Our lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall, and yet that way. So like a day, although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess it's not for me.
Mercury 1962, when Quincy Jones was still head of artists and repertoire for that label, big band Bossa Nova is part of the Bossa Nova craze. But dig a little deeper and you will find some amazing soloists, including the breathtaking presence of Roland Kirk along with plenty more very tasty playing. Other instrumentalists include Phil Hoods and Jerome Richardson, back again, with the addition of Paul Gonsalves to the sax section. Clark Terry is back too, and Jim Hall plays the guitar. Overall, the authenticity of the album's Latin American heritage is clear, and the listener realizes that this is no bossa nova craze cash-in, nor short-lived exoticism. Next, Se tarde, me perdoa. Nana and the liner notes of her album, Nana Muscuri began studying music as a young girl. Her lessons in piano and voice were to provide her with a foundation for a career in the classical field. Additional studies at a leading conservatory in Athens were designed to serve the same purpose. Then, she heard jazz for the first time and immediately decided to turn to pop music and jazz. She was the leading vocalist on the Athens radio, making her radio debut in 1958. 2 years later, she met Manos Hadzidakis, now well known for his score for the Never on Sunday film. Hadzidakis, then devoted primarily to classical composition, was moved by her artistry and began composing pop songs for her. Her recordings, whatever the language, have sold strikingly well throughout the continent. Her ability to communicate in assorted languages without a trace of an accent is an important factor in her success. More important, however, is her unique vocal quality, which exists like a memorable work of art without an apparent flaw. Actor Jeremy O'Harris paid tribute to Joan's limitless contributions to U.S. culture, writing, "What couldn't he do? Quincy Jones taught us that the limit does not exist." Actor Michael Caine was born on the same day as Jones, 14 March 1933, and wrote, "My celestial twin, Quincy, was a titan in the musical world. He was a wonderful and unique human being. Lucky to have known him." Other artists paying tribute included LL Cool J, who wrote, "You were a father and an example at a time when I truly needed a father and an example. Mentor, role model, king, you gave me opportunities and shared wisdom. Music would not be music without you." to Nana. A Fontana artist abroad and in the US, Nana Mouskouri visited New York for the first time to record the dozen tunes in this album. She was surrounded by the best musicians available and a string of arrangements fit for a queen. With the same ease and casual grace that distinguished her as a woman, she performed in striking fashion, enlivening songs of love with a special Mouskouri touch. It is a touch other singers can envy and all listeners can relish. In displaying it here, the girl from Greece has made the world her stage. Next, Nana sings I Get a Kick Out of You, followed by Hadzidaki's Rain.
I get a kick from champagne, mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that will bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick. Get it.
Throughout the years, Jones worked with a who's who of figures from all fields of popular music. He was nominated for more than 75 Grammy Awards, winning more than 25 and 7 Academy Awards, and received an Emmy Award for the theme music he wrote for the television miniseries Roots. He also received a Kennedy Center Honor in 2001 and the National Medal of Arts in 2010. In 2013, Jones was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and 2 weeks after his death, in November 2024, Jones was posthumously awarded an honorary Oscar at the annual Governor's Awards ceremony. Next, Quincy Jones and Summer in the City. Singer-songwriter Georgis Christodoulou recalls the following about the album The Girl from Greece Sings. For years, I had fun playing this record as we drank our coffee with my friends. Her cool and at the same time dark voice dominated the apartment. At some point, I would ask the question, who is the singer? Do you know? My friends would make the most original guesses, from Sarah Vaughan to Ella Fitzgerald. It is impressive how different, how cool, but also warm and expressive that voice sounds on this album. A voice that I have never found again on another record that bears the same signature. Nana Mouskouri.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. independently blue, blue, blue. I want your love, but I don't wanna borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you.
This unique jazz tune performed by Nana Mouskouri. I'm afraid that our tribute to Quincy Jones, this exceptional music performer, producer, arranger, and composer whose work encompassed virtually all forms of popular music, has come to an end. Today, we explored his Greek connection via his role in the production of key works of vocalist Nana Mouskouri and composer Manos Hadzidakis. And consequently, we listen to excerpts from the albums Nana Mouskouri in New York, otherwise titled The Girl from Greece Sings, and Gioconda Smile. Now it is time to say goodbye with a Quincy Jones classic. From our sound engineer, our dear George Kostopoulos, and from myself, Heracles Kanamou, peace and love, and keep living in the miracle of Greek music.